everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
And welcome back. Light to moderate pressure developed in cattle trade today following early support that quickly moved into the market. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. September corn futures about 2 cents higher. The Dow Jones is 133 points higher. NASDAQ up 4 points. In live cattle, mixed futures trade was seen at midday as early buyer support quickly evaporated. Strong market gains, though, backed away from the market when traders moved from the sidelines back into the market. The ability to keep prices mixed in a narrow trading range allowed prices to focus on market stability throughout the end of the session. Futures trade, though, hovered from 30 cents lower to 30 cents higher, allowing traders to adjust their positions within the narrow range. Cash cattle activity starting to develop today with light to moderate trade seen in the north at $117 live basis, $188 dress basis. These prices are generally $2 lower than last week's level. In feeder cattle, firm pressure was quickly developing across feeder cattle futures today with nearby losses holding from 60 to 80 cents per hundredweight. Increased pressure may continue to be developed across the market, although volume is likely to be sluggish in all markets, allowing for traders to look for end-of-the-week activity. And in grains, corn and soybean futures traded near unchanged late in the overnight session but were unable to hold on to those modest gains earlier in the trading. Corn futures, meanwhile, moved lower as the overnight session headed into the close. The forecasted rain and cool conditions, though, should help much of the crop as it moves through pollination. Soybeans also a little lower today as they lost early upward momentum. A lack of threatening weather as the crop moved through its seed production phase may be keeping a lid on the market. Meanwhile, the three wheat markets has modest gains today. Spring wheat's condition was lowered a point by USDA late on Monday to 33% good to excellent. This week's rains may be some help to the crop, but it's nearing maturity, so it may be too late to correct for the poor stands earlier in the season. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.